Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have stats.
We do.
Oh, do you have any stats? Who's your stock up, Gold? Why don't you fire things off?
Yeah, so stock up. Ben Johnson.
That's a pretty good one.
Chicago Bears head coach. He was the hot name in the offseason for a reason. Offensive genius. Now, Caleb Williams, and this is, in one hand, you could say, well, he hasn't got him to play way better. No, but that actually is why you should feel even better about Ben Johnson. They're 9-3 atop the NFC. Number one seed. Just beat the Eagles. And it's not as if Caleb Williams is playing out of his mind yet. No, they're doing it with scheme in the run game, being more physical, winning at the line of scrimmage. The team is fully bought in. The team loves him. You can already tell. Drew, I know you're big on the locker room celebrations. He's ripping his shirt off, celebrating with the team.
Apparently free hot dogs in Chicago somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of their local places.
I think it's Wiener's Circle. Yeah. I'm serious. I think that is what it's called.
But the show's heading a certain direction today. No, that's fine.
That's a thing there.
Shout out to Chicago.
Monungai and Swift are a cheap discount version of Montgomery and Gibbs, and yeah, it's working. Stock up on Ben Johnson. They're going to win that division. I thought the Lions were still going to come back, and I was wrong. I think the Bears still have a tough road. They got the Packers coming up, I think, this week. But Chicago is the number one seed in the NFC right now, and Ben Johnson is the biggest reason.
My stock up is on punter emotions. Well, so I feel like everybody always like, it's an emotional game. They're allowed to like show it and be angry and show frustration. And then one punter gets up and tells a fellow or Jacksonville Jaguar player he was going to kill him after he got his punt nearly blocked and then ran into. And all of a sudden, we're acting like it's a big deal. Seriously, Julius Chestnut, who almost blocked a kick from Titans.
Julius Chestnut?
He's a running back for the Titans.
Okay.
He tried to block a kick. He got called for roughing. He tried to block a kick, rolled into the punter, and he said, when Logan Cook, the Titans punter, stood up, he looked him down the eye and said, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
After running into him as a kicker.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, everyone else is allowed to be emotional, but not the punter. Stock up. Punter emotions, you know? They care about the game, too.
Drew?
My stock up is Bryce Young again. This has happened a couple of times. He outplayed Matt Stafford yesterday. And the Panthers got that big win. Not that it means that, you know, they're going to go to the playoffs for sure or anything like that. But now it feels like the Buccaneers at times, they ended up hanging on against the Cardinals. But that NFC South is a little bit more vulnerable. Maybe Carolina can get some help. And the way that they're playing, at least it looks like Bryce Young is continuing to show more consistently that he can be a starting quarterback in this league. I think it's encouraging for Carolina.
Clutch game-winning drives. It's been, go back to last season, he's been consistent at doing that. Been impressed. Still, I think at times can turn back into, you know, a bit of what he was his rookie season. But yeah, they are not an easy out right now. And that was a really, really impressive win for Bryce Young and company. But yeah, that's like the second or third time.
Is it enough to get him paid? Seeing this?
I mean, everyone gets paid.
Probably going to end up getting paid.
Yeah. Every quarterback eventually gets paid, and he was the number
one. How about Dave Canales? That's who should be getting some love, too.
Yeah,
that coach doing a nice job.
The entire team.
Remember, he got like a 7-year deal or something because nobody wanted that.
The old Bucks OC. All right, stock down. Today, it's snowing outside. We can all see this. It's still snowing. My goodness. People's ability to drive in the snow for the first time every year. Stock down on this. It happens every year. We've all, like most of us, we've all lived in Kansas City long enough. But for whatever reason, the first snow of the year, people just forget. Like some of the caution, you know, precautions you have to take when you're driving.
Leave a little earlier, maintain momentum, give yourself plenty of time to stop.
A little more space between you and the vehicle in front of you. Just basic stuff. And we forget the first snowstorm, and this is, like a 4-inch snowstorm, you know? And people seem to just forget everything they've done for years and years and years. True. Driving in the snow on days year. Like today.
Every year it gets worse. You know, the younger generation doesn't like to drive as much. You think it's bad now? Just wait.
Oh,
they don't like to drive anyway.
Oh, gosh.
My stock down is on Aaron Rodgers' long-term friendships with possible Steelers teammates. Not about the team or the player. That stock's been driving down for a while. But just the fact that every single time something goes wrong, Aaron Rodgers is the first person, not to say he did something wrong, but to point out all the wrong everyone else did. I feel like he's making no friends.
He did say including himself.
That man's making no friends. He's constantly
He isn't there to make friends. He's there to try to win football
games.
People
are running the wrong routes. They got to screw up. Those jerks have got to get in the building faster. He's ready to throw some dudes under the bus. He's not making any long-term friendships. He's going to have like two people he played with that he even like texts with at the end of his playing career is my current prediction.
Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson? I don't know.
He definitely called out teammates. I will say at one point in that same presser, though, he said, including me. Like he did call out the fact that he needs to be better as well. But yeah, it's ugly in Pittsburgh right now, man. And that was an ugly game yesterday.
Oh, hideous. Unwatchably.
Yeah, that game was gross. So mine, we're going to get into it a little bit more when we talk a little bit about Lane Kiffin, because I think it connects, but it's the college football calendar. And it's not just because of Lane Kiffin. It's the entirety, the premise of the way the scheduling works. Drink what's included. We wouldn't be having this conversation during the season if the schedule was different, where you could negotiate and the negotiations couldn't happen until after the postseason. Players wouldn't have to transfer in the middle of the playoff or any of that. Just wait till the end of the postseason to do the coaching stuff, open the portal in February, and then we can at least finish the season out the way that it's supposed to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.